In many of the letters of the Apostle Paul, he starts off by giving thanks for the people he's writing to. Today on the Good Morning Devotional Podcast, I want to do that. Hello and welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast, where we come to you once or twice a week with an encouraging word to encourage you, challenge you, and help you take your next step with Jesus. I'm Dallas, your host, and today I want to give some thanks for something very, very special. I started off talking about how Apostle Paul, he does this often in his letters. Great example, Philippians chapter 1, starting in verse 3. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And he goes on and says several things about them. And it starts in verse 7. He goes, it is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. And again, that time frame, Paul's in prison. He is, he's going through life. But the church of Philippi, a community that he's ministered to, and he's encouraged and he's challenged, they have stepped up in a big way. They are continuing in what they have been taught. They are continuing with what they've been challenged. They are continuing on with the mission that Paul started. And he's thankful. He sees this and he is filled with joy on the inside. This past week, if I can get more personal with you guys, I had that experience of being thankful for individuals continuing something that I got the chance to help start. This past week, my church did a camp called Hero Academy. And Hero Academy has its roots in a previous camp called Kid Safari, which was started by, at the time, our youth pastor, now our associate pastor, my mentor, Matt Marino. And he started the camp as a way, to minister to our kids here at our church, but the primary focus was to give teenagers the opportunity to serve, give teenagers the opportunity to see beyond themselves and realize that they are ministers of the gospel also. And it was a really great event that he created. When I became the kids pastor at the church, I was tasked with taking on the kids camp and running it and giving it vision. And I created Hero Academy. And my mindset, my goal for Hero Academy was to create a spiritual experience for the kids that was specifically designed to let these kids know they were loved, that they were cared for, that they had purpose, that they could be heroes of the faith also. At the same time, my heart was to continue on with the original mission of creating an environment where teenagers can really understand their giftings and use them, become ministers. They're not just the next generation, they are the current generation. And I started that back in 2009 and went several years with it. It morphed and changed a little bit here and there. When I transitioned from kids ministry to youth ministry, my role in the camp changed a little bit, but I was still kind of there in the forefront helping do stuff. This past year, though, was really, really interesting. We took a little break for a couple years because of a variety of reasons. And I stepped into a different role this year when we started off. Our current youth pastor, Jaron, had a big heart for Hero Academy. He actually went to Hero Academy as a kid, and he served as a teenage leader. So he understood the heart and the vision behind it. So he and our kids pastor revived Hero Academy, and they did an amazing job this past year. And I am so thankful. I was full of joy because I'm watching something that I helped create, and they have revived it, and they're going forward with the kind of the continual mission of letting these kids know love, they're cared for, creating an environment where teenagers can understand that they are ministers of the gospel, where they can do so much more than maybe what they thought before. At the same time, I got to step back into a whole other aspect because I, as the media guy at our church, the media pastor at my church, I've trained up a couple individuals, and we were a little short staffed this year. And typically, I have a little bit more people who can help out with the media, but we're helping out with a couple other things. And so my team is a little sparse that's able to help out this summer. Well, there's a young lady who I was her kids pastor. I was her youth pastor. I've trained her on how to do video recording, video editing, photography. And I came to her and I said, hey, sis, I need you to step up this year. Can you make the videos? Can you handle making our camp videos? There's at the end of the day, we do these videos. And she said, yeah. And she stepped up in a big way and she served. She did amazing. These are some of the best camp videos we've ever had. And I was so, so proud of her. She came in early every morning, she got to work, and she made some great videos. The teenagers came in every day and they got to work, and they served these kids, and they focused on them, and they let these kids know they're loved and they're cared for. The teenagers really poured out and ministered to the children. Jaron and Dana, our youth pastor and kids pastor, man, they worked hard to create this environment. And I was thankful. I was full of joy. Again, I wasn't in the highlight. I wasn't in the forefront. I wasn't running things necessarily. I was just a dude with a camera. But I was so proud and so thankful to see God move through the camp, through these kids, in these kids, all week long. So proud to see my friends picking up a mantle and running with it and creating something so amazing. So proud of this young lady who stepped up and started doing the video editing. And yes, she was nervous, but guys, she did an amazing job. I am full of joy and thankful in my prayers every time I remember these people. The team that came together, every teenager who served the academy, the people who served my media team, the people who worked tirelessly in the adult team. I am thankful. I want to encourage you. You may have started something, or you may be working on stuff, and you're not sure where it's going to go. You're not sure if anybody's going to understand the effect of it. But continue to lean into the Lord. Trust in Him. And in a few years from now, you will see the fruit of it. And you'll think about certain individuals, and you will be full of joy because you realize that God is doing a work. It's not about you. It's not about anything about you personally. It's not about me. It's not about Dallas Mora. It's about the gospel. It's about the fact for me that there are people continuing to show these kids that they're loved. There are people continuing to create opportunities to inspire teenagers, to let them know that they're more than just pew sitters, but they are actual ministers of the gospel right now. It's about people using their gifts. I am full of joy. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to today's podcast. I hope it's encouraged you and challenged you. If I can pray with you, help you take your next step with God, reach out to me. You can find me on my personal social media on Instagram and Twitter. Just look for Sirx Rome, SirxRoam. Or you can check out my ministry, Geek Devotions, geekdevotions.com. And just look for Geek Devotions on all the social media platforms also. Until next time, guys, have a great day.